Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is our Jefferson Mayor, Matt Gordon, now joining us. So thank you very much, sir, for being on.
Hey, thank you, Coltrane. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Well, let's talk a little bit about the little thing called coronavirus. It's certainly impacted the city of Jefferson as far as, you know, making adjustments with closing down some facilities the city owns. But can you tell us, are all departments still functioning as normal?
Yes, all departments are functioning as normal. Some places such as City Hall, the rec center, the clubhouse at the golf course have closed, but everybody's still there and working. So you can still make your payments for your water bill through Dropbox and make your payments through there. We just ask that if you need to pay cash that you knock on the window and let us know that you're paying with cash. We get that taken care of right away, but that goes right inside and we will get to it.
Is the city still, you know, adhering to what the governor's proclamation was as far as social distancing, staying at least 6 feet away from one another and not having any gatherings more than 10 people?
Yes, we are. So for instance, our city council meetings are going to be with 10 people or less up at City Hall, and we'll be running it through Zoom so people can call in, and that will be part of the minutes, the number, and then the code to get into the conference room. And so people, you can call in from your regular landline, or if you download the Zoom app onto your phone, you're able to get on there where you'll be able to also have video access. We're trying to keep as many people at home as possible, and we just highly recommend that if you can just get on the phone call, if you want to be part of the council meeting, everybody will still have an opportunity to speak. It may take just a little bit longer to identify everybody that's speaking and run it through there, but you know, we're kind of taking the recommendations of the governor to not have meetings more than 10 people and use that social distancing, and we'll be social distancing at those meetings as well.
Can you tell us, you know, the process of if somebody wants to, somebody has a question or wants to speak during maybe open forum time at the council meeting, can you walk us through the process of how somebody could be recognized that they, or should they just, you know, speak up, I guess would be a lack of a better term there.
Yeah, so you'd be able to speak up, be able to be recognized there, and we just ask you to identify yourself. Also, if you're using the Zoom app, then there is where you can raise your hand in the app and be recognized by pressing a button that says raise your hand. Or you can type in a message that will be seen by the entire group, but it will be seen by myself as well. So there'll still be an open forum, and then if somebody has a question, there'll still be several different ways, as I just described, to be able to get your questions answered.
So then I know you'd mentioned, you know, the governor's recommendation about being able to do something like this to still adhere to open meetings laws and all that stuff while also adhering to social distancing. Can you tell us, have you been a part of any kind of discussion or meeting with the governor at this time?
Yes. Tuesday, all the mayors were invited to have a meeting through Zoom, where it was a conference call, and just discuss what's going on, if the cities need something, that we just need to get it in writing to her, and that, you know, carry on the best that you can. I recommended the social distancing and not having all your city leaders together in one room, such as council meeting, that have as many people stay home and use the electronic and technology that we have to still conduct business. But, you know, she really emphasizes that this is going to be staying home and social distancing, hand hygiene, you know, covering your cough. And it's just to make sure that we don't overwhelm the hospitals and our healthcare with a surge of people getting sick.
For sure. With the way the departments have been running and everything, what's the feedback been like from city crews, from department heads and that such, of having to adjust to these changes can make things a little bit uncomfortable in the workplace, but how do you think the employees and department heads have adjusted? What's their feedback been like?
You know, it's been very positive. We have great city employees. They're adapting well. Council was very, very eager to try out the new technology and do their part and have these electronic meetings. You know, everybody's staying, you know, if they're sick, stay home. The people that are, you know, such as the rec center, they're still able to come to work. There's lots of things that they need to get done, even with people not being there. Everybody just had a good attitude about it, and pretty unprecedented times that we're going through. And, everybody's working really, really well together to get through this.
What else would you like to get out there to the residents of Jefferson here, Mayor Gordon, as far as things that you'd like to stress to them, things for them to keep in mind as we get through this ordeal together?
I would say just follow credible sources, the Iowa Department of Public Health, Greene County Public Health. Just really pay attention to the staying home, not hoarding stuff, covering your cough, good hand hygiene. And if you're sick, don't go out in public. And just, you know, it's all pretty simple. Just follow the rules that have been set forth by the governor and the various agencies, and we'll get through this.
All right. Any final comments you want to make, Mayor Gordon, that something we maybe haven't touched on yet, or maybe you want to throw around some kudos to the crews and department heads for kind of slugging through these changes together?
Yeah, no, they've all been great, you know, working well with each other. It's been nice to see the community come together, public health, emergency management team, the county, the city, everybody working together to make sure that we're prepared and that we're just taking this day by day and sometimes hour by hour to make sure that everything stays functioning and that we get through this and keep the people of the community safe and healthy.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Greene County program, here with Jefferson Mayor Matt Gordon joining us once again. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. We'll be right back with more local news and information coming up right after this here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.